Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, Vince McMahon arrives at Raw late and tears up the script.
Charlotte Flair fined and suspended for her actions on Monday Night Raw.
Former Retribution members T-Bar and Mace were unmasked on Raw.
And WWE are editing elements of WrestleMania 37 off Peacock. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is 420, and this is the news.
Let's kick things off by talking about the backstage creative situation at last night's episode of Raw. Vince McMahon, man, showing up late. He missed his train, and he arrived late at the arena. This is a report from Fightful Select talking about how Vince was so late, he actually missed the day's creative meeting ahead of last night's Raw. And when he did show up, he decided he was just going to scrap a bunch of stuff and script some new stuff. Card subject change is an immortal disclaimer in WWE. It applies as much today as it did 30, 40 years ago, and it will apply forever and ever. So stories like this aren't necessarily a big surprise, but they're kind of fun to hear about. Unless, of course, you're one of the people who has to rewrite stuff you've already worked on. That's probably a ball ache. But the reports here suggests that Braun Strowman versus Randy Orton was one of the things that was cancelled. This match was pre-advertised. It was advertised as well as a first-time-ever match between two guys who have legitimately never gone one-on-one. But Vince didn't want to do it, so he got rid of that. There were some other changes as well, but nothing specific here. What we got instead of Orton versus Strowman was Orton losing to Riddle after going, hey, Adam Pearce, I want to face that guy whose name I don't know with the scooter. He's really annoying. Give me a match with him. He ended up losing that match to Riddle. We also got Braun seemingly becoming part of the Drew McIntyre storyline with Retribution, which I'll cover a little bit in my other story later in the video. But yeah, Vince McMahon showing up late, he missed his cue. Poor punctuality there from the boss. Not much more to add than that. The card is subject to change.
Three things were advertised for last night's Raw. I know this because we do the Raw preview every single week. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. Number one, Asuka versus Charlotte Flair. Tick, we got that. Number two, yep. Drew McIntyre wants answers. Kind of, we got that. And number three, Braun Strowman versus Randy Orton for the first time ever. We didn't get that. I say this every time we report this, Andy. You have a week. Like, nothing vastly changed for WWE in terms of the red brand since last Tuesday that they suddenly be like, no, we're not doing Braun versus Randy Orton. I watched that and thought, oh, maybe Braun's, you know, got COVID or something like that. And then they just popped up later on to help Drew McIntyre out. Honestly, why bother with any writers if Vince is just going to show up 20 minutes before the show and go, no, I don't like that, we'll change everything. What a load of bollocks. And the show was crap as a result last night as well.
Yeah, Raw was not good. It's not been a good show for a long, long time. But at the moment, the past two episodes have just been like, hey, Zeno things are going to happen tonight and you are going to suck it up, viewer, because you're here every single week.
They do realise this is the road to WrestleMania backlash, don't they? What?
Yeah, man. I mean, if it's this quiet at the moment, I cannot wait to see what it's going to be like on the road to WrestleMania backlash, Great Balls of Fire, end of the line 2021 in your house. But yeah, I mean, I guess the summer slump is starting early this year, right? Jesus. By the looks of it.
Anyway,
not a fun show.
Yeah, speaking of events on last night's show, though, we had Charlotte Flair getting suspended and fined $100,000 for attacking a referee. This comes off the back of the main event where she faced Asuka. And she looked like she had the match won, putting Asuka in the figure eight. Then Rhea Ripley, who'd just been pacing around ringside for the majority of the match, yanked her arms out. She got involved with Rhea Ripley. Asuka stacked her up. 1, 2, 3. Charlotte Flair was furious, inexplicably, with the referee. I get it, he didn't see it, but maybe be more angry with Rhea Ripley for interfering. Yeah. But anyway, she put her hands on, what's his name? Eddie Arengo, the referee.
Awesome.
Just one of the generic referees you see all the time on Monday Night Raw, basically. She kicked the crap out of him repeatedly, and as a result, on Raw Talk, it was announced by Postman Pierce that, yes, she was going to be suspended and fined $100,000. I think this is them reminding us she's a heel, because I wasn't too sure on last night's show.
Yeah, it's very subtle portrayal, isn't it? It skirts the lines. It's very, very shades of grey. Don't really know what to add to this. It's the storyline development and everything. Although it's interesting that they've gone down this route so soon after Charlotte has returned from a period of inactivity. Presumably, though, you'd imagine that she'll be in the title mix for WrestleMania Backlash. I reckon it's probably going to be a triple threat, right? Ripley, Asuka, and Charlotte. It seems to make sense. You can then go on to another singles match out of that. You could have Ripley pin Asuka if you want in the triple threat. Yeah. And then you could do Ripley and Charlotte. After that, it prolongs it, keeps it going. It is what it is. Charlotte Flair is a heel. She's better as a heel. Generic other comments on Charlotte Flair in WWE. Insert those here. Retribution! Whatever we're calling them now. T-Bar and Mace. They were unmasked on last night's Raw. So what we got from them, they beat the crap out of Drew McIntyre again in the opening segment with MVP going, am I the mastermind or am I not the mastermind? This led to a match later on. It was Drew 2-on-1 against Mace and T-Bar. Mace and T-Bar were being silly sausages and it was a DQ finish. Braun Strowman comes down. It becomes a tag match because Teddy Long wasn't in the building, unfortunately. The match ends via DQ in Mace and T-Bar's favour when the babyfaces rip their masks off and whip them around the face. I quite like that, those spots, actually. Yeah. Just slapping them with their own masks. But yes, Mace and T-Bar have been unmasked, and who could have known it was Dominik Dijakovic and Dio Madden under those masks all along. What a shock. I was so wound up by this that I lost my last remaining head hair. But yeah, they've been unmasked. It looks like coming out of a thing like this, you would assume that they're not going to have the masks going forward, which is a good move. With Reckoning being sent to SmackDown as well this week, as reported by PW Insider. It's a fresh start for all of these people. Just book Dijakovic and Madden as, you know, as themselves, not as the Retribution gimmicks. Yeah. Get rid of the theme music. Fresh start. Something new. Something cool. Mia Yim needs to be Mia Yim again. I have no idea what they're going to do with old Slapjack. He's just disappeared into the ether. But yes, I'm in favour of this. Fresh starts for both of those big beefy boys. It's a good move for them, and thumbs up.
I've got nothing else to say about this. I'm in pure shock that it was Dominik Dijakovic and Dio Madden under those masks. I couldn't believe it. The one suggestion I would give you in terms of the one with the paper plate on his face, right? Take it off him, unmask him, obviously. Just let him go and wrestle as whoever he is. But as suggested by myself and mainly by Michael Hamflot on yesterday's Raw preview, instead put the paper plate on Drew McIntyre and Andy Murray. You've got yourself Slap Jock.
Get in the bin.
Right, okay, let's move on to the final story of the day. And WrestleMania 37 on Peacock is being edited. According to reports, now we don't have any of that rain delay with all the great promos and some iffy promos, let's be honest, that went with it. All the great unscripted stuff from Kevin Owens, for example, all that's been cut out. We want boring scripted promos that no one actually likes instead. So basically, if you watch the beginning of night one of WrestleMania 37, it goes Vince McMahon's introduction, BB Rex's song, straight into Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre. Don't even get to see Samoa Joe in a bloody poncho. And they've also inexplicably cut out Mandy Rose's fall when she does the walk to the ring as part of that tag team turmoil match, which is good, Andy, because that's never been mentioned again. It's definitely not forming a central part of a title storyline.
Yeah, it's funny, that one, because normally you would say, get rid of that because it's just going to embarrass her, but it's part of a title storyline, like you've just said now. So it's a bit weird that you have this thing that technically doesn't exist anymore forming the part of a storyline. But the rain delay in the promos, you know, they were a bit Reno Gattuso, those promos. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe S-H-I-T. So it's a mixed bag. Yeah, it's going to be a smoother viewing experience. Now, the upload file on the network is now 3 hours and 9 minutes long. Great. Like we've said before, short shows absolutely rule. So, you know, you take the good, you take the bad, you weigh them out, and this is probably more good than it is bad, I think. Probably.
And let's never speak of Mandy Rose falling over again until next week's Monday Night Raw. All right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Mad Pancake starts us off. Says, morning, lads. What's one gimmick that you really liked but WWE just didn't care about and dropped it? I was a big fan of the SmackDown Hacker until WWE just forgot about it. Well, technically, they brought it back. They just went, oh, yeah, this is part of... Yeah, yeah! And the SmackDown Hacker is Mustafa Ali.
I like how the retribution shouting is now just any syllable. When it's a question like this, I always come back to Sean O'Hare's Devil's Advocate gimmick.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I thought that was really cool and interesting, and it could have been a great direction for him. But then Roddy Piper got his ass kicked out, and the whole thing kind of fell apart. But I think Sean could have done it on his own. It was a shame. It's a tragedy. Like, Sean O'Hare's whole situation, obviously, he's passed away now. It's terrible. It's horrible. But that guy should have been the biggest of big deals. He had such great talent, and he had this crazy jock energy coming out of the power plant in WCW. And it really bums me out that that guy didn't have the career he deserved.
Yeah. We're going to go old school as well. I think automatically I go to something like GTV for this. Because, yeah. Did we ever find out who threw the pie at Kevin Owens?
I don't think we did. I don't think we did. Great mysteries of the century.
It was one of those things where they revealed it, but they did it in just sort of like a, oh, we'll reveal it on Raw Talk or some bollocks.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of went, ah, I'll move on. So let us know if they did do that. And wasn't there someone else who was going to like go after The Undertaker, who they had like vignettes for like 4 weeks, and then they went, ah, bollocks, we're not doing it.
Hade Vanson, yeah.
That's
Hade
the
Vanson.
One, yes.
That, geez, all those old things, man, they just... You know, let it drift off into the wind.
Yeah, right. Okay, second question of the day. Let us know your gimmicks that you miss that they just gave up on in the comments. The second question comes from Josh Riho, who says, afternoon, gents. With the AEW and TNA roster working together, how long before we see old characters or gimmicks return? I mean, Curry Man?
I think they'll definitely do Curry Man because Christopher Daniels is at an advanced stage in his career where he could just screw around and do that gimmick and be really over. But personally, I would prefer, like we said yesterday with a similar question, I would prefer they just did new things. Me, that's me. I don't think we'll see too many of them, but Curry Man is a distinct possibility.
And Shark Boy.
Give me a shell, yeah!
Why not? Why the hell not?
Yeah, that's Shark Boy, you know. Yeah,
let's do it.
I agree. I think, you know, whilst it's always nice to go, oh, do you remember this? Like, they've got so much up-and-coming talent, not just in AEW, but also in Impact Wrestling that deserves exposure. So, yeah. Fingers crossed we get to see more of that as the two shows sort of cross over into each other. And, of course, they've got the pay-per-view this weekend, Impact Rebellion, on Sunday?
Saturday, baby.
Saturday. I was going to say, why is everyone putting pay-per-views on bloody Sunday? right, final question today comes from David Campbell, who says, morning, lads. If you were one of the wrestlers that were released by WWE and went somewhere else and made a name for yourself and WWE wanted to re-sign you, would you go back to them even though they released you, or would you stay away from them?
So my honest answer for this, a lot of people won't like this. It would depend how rich I am, honest to God. Like, if I come out of WWE and I'm really creatively unsatisfied, but I've made a lot of money and have more than enough to be comfortable for an extended period of time, and I go somewhere else and be creatively fulfilled for 2 or 3 years in a way that WWE wasn't doing, I would absolutely not even take the call because I'm comfortable, I'm satisfied, I'm happy, I'm doing things I like where I was doing things I wasn't liking over there. That's a no-brainer to me. I think it's situational, pardon me, but at the same time, I think it's a very hard sell to go back to WWE, at least creatively, because what has that company ever done to instill a level of trust that they'll finally get it right this time? So I think it depends from person to person, but look, if I have enough money to survive, there's no way in hell I would go back there if I'm a wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. It's a sense that they always go, we'll give you creative freedom and give you all the stuff you want for the first 2 weeks. And then we'll reassess and job you out to some pleb in 2 weeks.
although I probably would
go back to WWE, because why would you want to wrestle in the minor leagues like AEW? I'm joking, comment section. Come on.
They're not going to leave that.
Having a laugh. Jesus, calm down. I'll wind the comment section some more up, actually, Andy, with today's and finally. I think it's fair to say The Fiend has some of the worst merch ever.
Yeah.
And we did a behind-the-scenes video yesterday. Go and check that out. Some of the behind-the-scenes secrets to celebrate us hitting 2 million. And thanks once again for subscribing to that. And one of my favourite things we do in the office is whenever it's someone's birthday on the wrestling team, we try and group together and buy them a really crap bit of wrestling merch, whether it be like, I don't know, an Natalia t-shirt for Cleary or a Hounds of Justice t-shirt for Adam Nicholas that I've never seen him wearing on camera. Weird that. Anyway, here's the Fiend. He's got some shorts that say "Let Me In" on the crotch. What on earth is this?
"Let me in with my big green penis" is what the Fiend is saying to you here. That's not good, wholesome family entertainment. That is cancelable. And let's just... who would buy these? Jesus. Who would buy these? If the answer is you, delete yourself.
I'm looking at this and I'm feeling summery. I've got to be honest. So...
Gee whiz. It's a disaster.
When we finally get around to doing the What Culture calendar, I'll wear them for August.
Okay, you're on your own there, pal.
Let's be honest, what would you rather have, or what would you rather spend money on, that or the £6,000 Fiend belt?
Oh, that, 100% that. Yeah. Jesus.
There's levels to this game.
And, let's get away from this Fiend stuff, come on.
God. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section down below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcast, myself and the Danny Boy sitting down to review Raw and preview NXT. The wrestling never stops. Bush, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Humperdink.
Ooh, Engelbert. Very nice.
Dirty Bertie.
Follow me at Adam Wilmore. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. Happy 420. And we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.